Which was your preferred position? Because you played, as you just pointed out, quite a variety of positions, really.
Yeah, well, back row, I prefer blindside or number eight. I used to hate second row, but I used to get shoved there a lot. Mm. I suppose we were short of second rows. But I preferred, rather than second row, I would prop. And towards the end, I played quite a few games at prop at tight head. But certainly back row was preferred position. There's more freedom. And the second row, you're just pushing grunt. Yes. It wasn't my cup of tea.
So you played in the first ever cup tie, in the first ever competitive competition,
right.
Organised by the RFU.
Yeah,
down at Bath
on a foggy night, which we thought was going to be cancelled. I'd been away at police driving school, so I don't think I'd played at all since the end of last season, and I hadn't done a lot of training with the club again because I'd been away on a driving course down at Devizes, so I was training on my own down there. And I don't think I'd had a game before that cup game. So I came in pretty cold to that. So, but we didn't really appreciate what it was going to develop into. Because there was a lot of hoo-ha about the rugby union allowing a cup competition. Because there'd never been anything like that before. This was something brand new. I mean, they had county championships and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But never a cup competition. So it didn't, until we got further into the season and we progressed, we didn't really take on the relevance of it all.
No.
Obviously, as it built and we got nearer and nearer to the final, and those games that we played that season, or the boys played that season, got tougher and tougher, and it became more relevant and made more impact.
Yeah. But it was the start of a fantastic run, wasn't it?
Oh,
every game away from
every
home.
Every game away, yeah.
And
none of them easy. I can't remember exactly who we played. I remember London Welsh, and I think we played Bristol, didn't we, in one round. And
I think it went Bath, then Bristol, then London Welsh, then Coventry, then Moseley. So I think apart from Leicester, covered just about all the top teams at that particular time.
Yeah.
I've actually got a copy of the programme of that Bath game.
Oh, right.
Here.
Ah, that brings back memories. 5p.
Yes.
Yeah, there's some names there.
It was a very strong Gloucester team you were playing that night.
And that team stayed together, I mean, near enough the same 15, played all the way through that year. I think there were 21, 22 of us played. So,
Even more so in 78, when the same team started.
That's right.
Every game.
That's right. Yeah, it did. Yeah. I was replacement in one of those games, Lydney, which again I think was the first round. I think I got on. I can't remember. I think I got on and played a bit of that game. I certainly got a cap for. We got caps for the winning the first one and the second one. So that was. Yeah, very interesting.
So you were still playing regularly for the police? Well, that was Gloucestershire Police.
And British Police.
Yes.
Yeah, I played all the way through, nearly every week. I must have played probably 350 games for the police. Over 10, 11, 12 seasons. I was captain for 9 seasons with the police. So I was captain of the police and Gloucester United at the same time.
Right.
So, it's quite a commitment.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
What did you like best about being captain of United or the police? I mean, what was the feeling?
Holding the beer kitty. I don't know, it just did. Some people, captaincy has a bearing on their game and they don't play so well. I used to find that if I was captain, I used to play better. I just enjoyed it, and you know, we didn't go depth into tactics or anything like that, but he was just good to lead a team and to sort of build the camaraderie and everything else, because we did have some, you know, really close some of the teams that we had there, and you make friends and they stick for life and mm-hmm. still are.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was that sort of thing, and just the fun of it. But it never daunted me being captain. I sort of thrived on it.
Did it influence you a little bit when you were viewing other captains, the captains that you played under?
Well, I suppose the one that had most influence on me was Mike Nichols, obviously. He was
mm-hmm.
a tremendous captain. Best, incredible. And I used to try and not model myself on him. I wouldn't want to be quite like Nick, but the same sort of growl and attitude as Mike Nichols.
Mm.
But every captain was different. There were people like Dick Smith and John Bayliss and Bob Clues. Bob was quieter. And then in the United, when I first started, I think there was Pete Meadows was captain of the United. Then Harold Simmons and Gary White and
the second season you played for Gloucester, that was the season that United had such a tremendous team, wasn't it, and had such a tremendous record
mm.
under Harold Simmons.
Yeah, I can't remember wins and losses, but yeah, United played some really good rugby.
Yeah,
and it was, I mean, almost up to first team standard.
Yeah. I know you scored a tremendous number of tries that year.
Yeah, yeah.
And
to be honest, it all fades, but you know, one season fades into another, but I do remember it being a good season.
Yeah, it was. You, the following year, you ran onto the pitch for British Police at Kingsholm against Gloucester.
I did. That was my second appearance. at Kingsholm for the opposition.
Oh, right. Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, that was something else.
I can imagine. Describe it.
Quite a welcome. I didn't lie on the ground too long. He used as a doormat. There were some fierce old boys in those days. Coyote Nichols, Burton, Jim Jarrett, I think, was
playing. Phil Blakeway was playing on that one.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Phil had come over by then, had he?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you had John Haynes and John Watkins and Dick Smith in the back row.
Oh, Smithy, another one, yeah.
Pretty formidable
opposition,
wasn't it?
Yeah, again, I don't remember much about that individual game. I think Gloucester must have won.
Yeah, they won quite convincingly, yeah. In fact.
But it was quite interesting playing for the British Police, because you'd end up playing with people that you really have a good old scrap with during the season for when you played police teams.
Yeah.
I remember one guy in particular, Gareth Howells, played for Ebbw Vale. He was the dirtiest bugger you've ever seen. But it was great to have on your side.
Mm-hmm.
And we went on to play the French police, British police against the French police.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a right punch-up. I mean, Gareth Howells there made a lot of difference. I can't remember if you played against Gloucester that night, but...
So it was that year you played French police?
Oh, I played several times against French police, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What, in France as well as?
Yeah, we went to France one time, yeah, played over mm-hmm. there. And then we played, when we played over here, I think we played at Imbercourt, Met Police, home ground.
Well, they were a big club in those days, didn't they?
Met Police, yeah, they used to play first-class fixtures. Yeah, they did. So there were boys from all over the country in that British Police side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was my second outing against Gloucester at Kingsholm, Bristol Colts, then British Police.